And now, from one of America's top four hospitals, it's Talking About Your Health with specialists from Cleveland Clinic. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
If you've been recently diagnosed with MS, you may have a lot of questions about how to treat your symptoms and keep your conditions from getting worse. My guest is Dr. Devin Conway. He's an associate staff neurologist in the Mellen Center for Multiple Sclerosis Treatment and Research at Cleveland Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Conway. Please tell us a little bit about MS.
Well, multiple sclerosis is what we call an immune-mediated disease, which means that your immune system is attacking your own body. And the part that gets attacked is the central nervous system, which means your brain, your optic nerves going to your eyes, and the spinal cord. And if you think about the nervous system as a bunch of wires with insulation around the wires, the nerve or the immune system goes in and removes that insulation so that the wires end up short-circuiting. And sometimes they also get cut as well, and that leads to more permanent damage. So the insulation is typically called myelin, or is called myelin, and that's why MS is often referred to as a demyelinating disease.
What symptoms might someone come up with when they're first experiencing these?
Well, MS usually presents with an acute attack or exacerbation or relapse are all words that are used to describe these episodes that people with MS experience. Usually, they're characterized by new neurological symptoms. Some common things that you might get are what's called optic neuritis, where you get a loss of vision, typically in one eye. Other things that can sometimes occur would be numbness in typically either half of your body or maybe the lower part of your body, weakness affecting a particular part of the body. Sometimes people will get double vision. And sometimes people have bowel or bladder problems. That can also be a presentation.
How is MS diagnosed, Dr. Conway?
Well, the cornerstone of diagnosis at this point is the MRI, which is extremely sensitive in looking for MS lesions in the brain and the spinal cord. The clinical history also plays an important part in terms of making the diagnosis. The physical exam also is important. And sometimes, depending on the case, the neurologist might want to use some ancillary testing as well, which could include a lumbar puncture or tests to measure how quickly signals are being transferred across the nervous system, and those are called evoked potentials tests. And occasionally we also use a test called OCT, or ocular coherence tomography, to look for any thinning in the retina, which is a common feature in MS.
Once it's diagnosed, then what do you do as the first line of defense for the patient?
Well, we're lucky in that we now have a number of different treatments available for MS, and most people who are diagnosed with MS do end up needing to be treated in order to try to prevent worsening of the disease and accumulation of disability. So there are now 10 approved agents by the United States FDA, and we'll typically choose one of those to start the patient on. Now, there are all of the medications have pros and cons. Some of them are injections, which nobody is very fond of, but those injections are typically pretty safe. And then there are other medications that might be pills, but they're newer, so we don't have as much experience with them. And there are also IV infusions as well to treat MS. And we kind of have to make a decision based on what the patient thinks they can tolerate and the risks that might be associated with those medications.
So how do you come up with which medication works for which patient? What are they looking for in symptom management?
Well, the The medications, it's very difficult to predict from the beginning which medication is going to work for which patient. So typically what we have to do is kind of take our best guess, and then we start the patient on the medication, and we follow them closely over time to see if their multiple sclerosis is well controlled. So the way that we follow them would include watching them for these attacks, like I discussed earlier, or relapses, as they're also called. And MRI also plays an important role in terms of monitoring the patient. We like to get MRIs every so often, often every 6 months or once a year, sometimes less frequently if the patient's stable. And that's important to look for any sort of MS activity that's beneath the surface that we might not be able to detect just based on the symptoms that the patient is experiencing.
And while those MS medications are designed to prevent flare-ups, what can happen if they get exacerbations or interfere with their ability to get around?
So patients can have flare-ups even when they're on the disease-modifying therapy. And when those flare-ups occur, we do have treatment options for those as well. And the general treatment is IV corticosteroids, like typically Solumedrol is used. The corticosteroids have a fast and dramatic effect on the immune system, reducing its impact, which then allows the body to go in and put the insulation back onto the nerves so that they can function again. If a patient is having attacks while they're on disease-modifying therapy, we then have to consider whether or not that therapy is doing the job or not. If it's not working, then we might want to think about switching them to a different treatment that is potentially more effective, but maybe we deferred that option because it had higher risk, for instance.
Dr. Conway, tell us what's on the horizon and give hope to MS patients out there. What's going on? New advances?
Well, there are a number of new medications that have been approved in the last couple of years, which would include three pills that are now available. Those are the brand names are Tecfidera, Aubagio, and Gilenya. So that's been exciting for a lot of patients, that they no longer have to necessarily use the injections. And then also in terms of the injections, the medication called Copaxone, which is typically given once a day, has recently been approved in a three times a week dosage form. So at least in that circumstance, patients aren't having to inject themselves quite as often. And there's a similar concept on the horizon for patients being treated with one of the other injections called Avonex, where they would only have to inject themselves every 2 weeks instead of once a week the way it currently is dosed. There are also a number of different options in the pipeline that are being considered for approval in MS. One option actually was recently declined by the FDA. That medication was called alemtuzumab or Lemtrada, which is a very powerful medication, but it carries a lot of risks of inducing other autoimmune diseases, including diseases that can affect the thyroid or the platelets in the blood. So that medication right now doesn't seem like it's going to be immediately available in the United States, although it's possible that that the decision might be reconsidered or that additional trials might be done to prove that the efficacy of the medication outweighs the risk in a certain patient population. Other things that we're kind of excited about right now include the fact that we have an ongoing trial for patients with progressive MS, which is a form of MS that typically doesn't respond to the medications that we've been talking about. Those are usually most useful in people who have relapsing MS. So we do have a trial going on right now for a medication called Ibutilast that can be used in progressive MS, and we don't know yet if it's going to work or not. We'll have to wait for the trial results to come out. And also stem cell treatment is something that everybody's excited about. And there are a number of studies going on across the country looking at stem cell treatment for MS, including one that's wrapping up here at Cleveland Clinic.
Dr. Conway, in the last minute, give us your best advice for those living and managing with MS.
Well, you know, I think my advice is that the patients should get onto a treatment to try to keep the disease under control as early as possible. All of our evidence is suggesting that the earlier you intervene in terms of MS, the better the patient will do in the long run. So if you're able, or if you've got MS and you're struggling with the side effects of a medication, but you put your time in, so to speak, and stay on it, I think it will pay off in the long run. And keeping that in mind, it's important to find a medication that works for you. Everybody's different, and some people are more affected by certain side effects than others. So sometimes you have to use a little bit of trial and error to find the medication that both you can tolerate and is controlling your disease.
Thank you so much, Dr. Devin Conway. You're listening to Talking About Your Health with Cleveland Clinic. For more information, you can go to clevelandclinic.org/MS. That's clevelandclinic.org/MS. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.